Hello, I am Aaron, and I'm here with my little brother.
It's your boy, Maynard.
And what are we going to be talking about today, Maynard?
You know what? I forgot. What?
TV shows.
Oh, man. The fat man's best hobby.
Aww. Talking from TV shows from any kind. Cartoons, reality. No, not reality.
Fuck reality shows.
Anime, you know, all that junk, all that weeb trash.
Alright, so what are some of your favorite shows, stupid?
Oof, I got a long ass list.
That's why you're going first.
Alright, let's see, it's cartoon wise, so I got a lot of those. So let's start off like some of the newer stuff. That's gay. Let's start off like with some of the newer stuff, like Steven Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Gravity Falls, man. Here, let's talk about those two real quick. Gravity Falls is by far the most favorite cartoon ever, man. Great story. It wasn't just for kids. Great animation. And it always kept me on my feet. The only bad thing is that it took so many hiatuses. But it complimented itself when the episodes were good. Hell, they had J.K. Simmons. Who doesn't love J.K. Simmons? All you gotta do is give him some Spider-Man pictures and you're good, man. And with the show, it's just amazing. It's got that nice plot. It's got that oof. It's got that nice shit going.
Aaron, you know for a fact you can't see you, so stop using those hand gestures.
How about you shut up?
But I second that. So it was pretty good. But we're talking about Steven
Gravity Falls. Right? Gravity
Falls, yeah. Yeah, but there was just one thing I had a problem with.
What was that?
There was just so many mysteries that were just left in the air.
Well, I mean, that's why they're starting that comic series. There's a bunch of things that Alex Hirsch wanted to do, but Disney is like, nah, fam. So Alex was like, screw you then. We'll finish it, and then I'll do whatever I want after this.
Whoops out his dick and starts writing that comic.
I'm pretty excited. I don't even remember when it's supposed to come out or if it's already out. But they already did one, and that involved the salamander. Remember that? Or that new...
Axolotl. That
Uxolotl. Yeah. And who's your favorite character, Maynard, on the show?
Oh, by far, it's gotta be Seuss.
Seuss.
Gotta be my boy Seuss.
I really like Bill.
Nah. The reason I like Seuss the most is because he's the most relatable to me.
His comedic relief.
Comic relief. And he's the guy he's the guy I relate to the most. The bumbling doofus. He just tries his best to help people, and always means the best, even though sometimes it doesn't end out as good as he wants it to. And plus, he's an idiot, but he can still somewhat fix a car, just like your boy over here.
He's a really good character. My favorite. Bill, you know, the main bad guy. I really don't know why. It's something about him. It's just how crazy he was. How, you know, he wasn't afraid to kill children. That reminded me, like, you know, a lot like the Joker and other villains like that. Like, he wasn't afraid to do what he wanted, and he didn't matter. He didn't care about what cost he had to do.
And plus, the creator didn't go, are we sure? The creator goes, he just unzips his pants, whips out the comic strip.
Unzips dick?
Unzips his pants, whips out the comic strip, and goes, hey man, this is what you're gonna do. If you don't like it, suck my wee wee, get out of here.
Here, how about, yeah. That's gay. So let's get on to another show. What are one of your favorites, Maynard?
It's kind of hard.
Let's stay in the category section, and then, you know, we'll go on to other sections.
My favorite cartoon has to be Chowder.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it records time and is so meta. Like, it broke the fourth wall like 13 different times. Like, there's this video online. It's like 30 minutes. Going about every time Chowder broke the fourth wall. So my penis.
Hell, I might even watch some episodes of that after the podcast.
Not sponsored.
Well, it's over, so they can't sponsor us.
Fuck.
I mean, this Cartoon Network wants to hit us up with that, you know.
You know what? I'd rather not anymore, because, you know, it's going down the drain, like, really bad.
I mean, if we were talking about early 2000s and 1990s, then yeah, hook us up, fam.
So wrecked.
What's your favorite things about Chowder other than, you know, the regular fourth wall breaks and stuff?
Just the stupid and zany characters.
Yeah, and the real childish humor. Like, it wasn't just the regular potty joke. It was actual child humor, and they made it work for everybody to laugh. And I loved how everybody... I didn't get this joke when I was little, but I love how everybody's, name and the show is, you know, a food or something.
Good. I knew Gorgonzola was a cheese, but I didn't know Chowder was some sort of soup. And what was it? Mung dal.
Chinese dish.
And schnitzel. I tried schnitzel.
Schnitzel's pretty fucking good. And then endive, that's a vegetable.
Right, that's a vegetable that I'm not a big fan of, but yeah.
And then panini.
I love the panini.
What was the...
What?
The candle heads? That was Gorgonzola?
Yeah, that was Gorgonzola. What was the mammoth's name? Frick,
gazpacho.
Gazpacho.
That's a cold tomato soup.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I'm not a big fan of tomatoes, but I think it's good.
Who are we going? Gordon Ramsay, is this gonna turn into a food podcast?
Where's the lamb sauce?
Ah!
I didn't even know lamb sauce was a thing until that Gordon Ramsay episode. But, another thing about, like, another thing I like about Chowder is that, it was the humor, and it was also the characters themselves.
Yeah, they're all pretty unique.
Yeah, they weren't just the stereotypical master, wife, side characters, and apprentice.
I mean, they kind of were.
But they had their own slang to them, you know.
Like what?
Well, besides them, like breaking the fourth wall almost every fucking episode, it wasn't really part of their personality. It was just adding to the fourth wall breaks. They knew it was an episode when Chowder ate that toot-toot fruit. And he goes, is this the part where I don't listen and eat the fruit? Yep, and this is the part where I turn around. This is the part where I turn around and act oblivious.
It's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Is that the episode where he lives with the dragons or?
No, that's the one where he eats those peppers.
Oh, okay.
Now the animators are gonna have to draw all this fire. Fuck it a little bit.
And their god was the creator of the show. It's fucking hilarious.
I must have had Atlas in it too.
Yeah.
Which is a nice touch. I like that.
Alright, let's move on to another show. Let's do another, you know, couple more cartoons, and then we could go on to animes, and maybe even, like, other live-action TV shows.
Okay, you start with, let's start with live-action shows.
Okay, let's see.
Scorpion.
Ooh, Scorpion, that's a very good one. Scorpion's about... See, it was a government agent group filled with smartasses.
And they were based on real people. Walter O'Brien's a real person.
Yeah, just their adventure, you know, helping the government through the way they want to. And it's really good. It had really good plot, really good subplot.
Characters.
Amazing characters.
And even their own personal dilemmas.
Yeah, goes to show, like,
even geniuses have their own problems.
Yeah, even, like, the most blunt and emotionless people will be filled with emotion and, you know, would cry on a shoulder. It was amazing. My favorite character was Toby. He reminds me...
He reminded me of me.
He reminds me of both of us, like, his attire-wise...
He
reminds me of you, and his attitude kind of, you know, reminds me of me. He's the hat guy. He kind of wears the cool stuff.
Yeah, but he was nerdy, and he was always confused around girls, especially his...
Happy was always confusing, even to anybody.
I know, but especially with just around himself, it was just like, how is with woman, especially me, and his part, and his... his intelligence with diseases. That's me. I stuck my nose in an anatomy book in fourth grade, so I had no friends.
Still don't.
I have friends, both of them.
That's stupid. You're fucking stupid.
Yeah, I have all three of my friends.
I mean, I'd be laughing if you were joking. Yeah. Sad part is you're not.
Anyway,
about Scorpion.
The main character, Walter O'Brien, he's smarter than the smartest guy in the world, Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein's IQ was 180 something, and Walter's IQ was
197. And when he was a child, he got arrested for hacking NASA because he wanted blueprints on his wall.
Well, he didn't get arrested. He just got taken away from his family. But even though he was the smartest man, is the smartest man, he's still alive. The only word that wasn't in his vocabulary was empathy and emotions. Because... He never learned how to interact with others because he was locked away in a facility for being so damn smart. Even with his love interest, Penny, he's not at Penny. What the fuck was her name?
Yeah, it was Penny. What? No, I'm thinking of fucking Big Bang Theory. Anyway, he just fucks it up so many times. And yet, they still end up being, spoiler alerts for anything in this episode. We should have mentioned that in the beginning, but just watch on your own case. But I just got amazed on how they still ended up together, and, you know, especially that space episode. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And he started hallucinating about, Paige. Her name was Paige.
There, I knew it started with a freaking P. Paige. Okay, anyway.
And you know, and then once he started to gain more emotion, like, after Paige moved on with Walter and, you know, was dating that army dude.
Yeah.
That was such a great arc, to be honest, with that guy in there, and then, you know, showing more emotion out of him, making more of a character. They just did it so well.
Even though, like, most of the arc was just, how is emotions? It was still funny. It was a mixture of funny and emotional.
Yeah, and the show kind of, like, you know, put yourself in it. Like, what would you do in this situation? And how hard are you gonna fucking slap Walter?
Yeah, and the thing with it, like, to him, that's a lot. For him, statistics are everything. Like, whenever he tries to even, like, interact with her, he pulls out a pen and paper, a chalkboard, and, 55% chance of this happening, or whatever. And he tries to go through the math and all the science and all the chance. And, you know, it all ends up backfiring in his face like hardcore. Because he doesn't know anything other than statistics.
Math like that sucks in real life, honestly.
What?
Statistics.
I always look at statistics because I'm scared.
Yeah. Let's see, what other live action shows do we watch together? Let me think.
NCIS.
Oh, Abby.
Oh my god, my first boner was Abby, dude.
Yeah, she. My first mention of a big titty goth girlfriend. I mean, the show isn't worth watching to me anymore since she's gone.
I mean, it's still a good show.
Oh, no, no, don't get me wrong. It's an amazing show.
But it's just not the same without her.
And then there's so many other NCIS
this
shows.
This kitchen's not the same
without you.
Okay, go on.
But there's so many. Like, there's NCIS Los Angeles, and there's a few others. But New Orleans, and the original.
New Orleans, sir? Okay, it's New Orleans.
And I don't get why there's so much, but it's just still pretty good. I just can't get over, you know, how it, oh, the show always keeps me on edge. The murders are pretty good, but the murders can't compare to what they did to us while we were watching Rizzoli and Isles.
Yeah, like, we started watching NCIS and Rizzoli and Isles when we was kids, and like, you know how big bad that mess.
Well, because. Mom and Dad started watching Rizzoli and Isles, and then we happened to walk in and said, "Ooh, what are you watching? We're watching this. You want to come sit down?" Sure. And then we just, you know, when's the next episode?
When's the next episode?
And, dude, I remember, what was it, my 14th birthday or 15th birthday where they gave me the last season? 15th, the recent one?
Yeah.
Dude, I was pissed because, you know, they didn't get me anything. They basically forgot it was my birthday. And then I'm asleep. And they say, "Hey, what? Here, it's the last season for Rizzoli and Isles." So it was pretty great. So I whipped it out and watched it while I slept. Such a great show. Such great characters.
Well,
murder scenes were pretty good.
Yeah, but there was only one thing that and every show like that had bugged me.
Huh.
There was murders almost every single day.
It wasn't like every single day. It was like, let's see, it spaced them out. But whatever subplot was that wasn't focused on the murder, that it make it seem like it, you know, it was still recent. Like, it would be a couple days later, you know, a few days, like, a week
it's
later.
Still, but still, like, it was like a murder every other week or every other day or every other month. It was like you lose, like, two or three people every week. It's just, ultimate population control. Just let the freaking psychos out.
I think I read online, I don't know if it was true, that every 10 seconds, a man in New York is stabbed.
Oh, there you go.
You're counting too fast. Yeah, two people already got stabbed right now.
Oh, so this is always dead.
Oh, hell no, he better not be. Alright, so,
While we're on this topic, are movies valid or no?
Sure, we could talk about movies too.
Okay, number two movies of all time. Start off with Jersey Boys.
Ooh, that's
an
amazing
know more
movie.
Of this. I know more about this movie than you do. So let me do all the talking.
Yeah, here, I have to pee anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, Jersey Boys is about one of my favorite music groups of all time, and that is Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And it shows their upbringing as just a couple of New Jersey bastards, and going their ways through the mob and their bank robberies and all that stuff, and still finding time to do all their music and stuff. Yeah. And it's different from, like, what are... I'm a little sick, sorry. Anyway, it's different from other stories of, like, music groups and actors and whatnot. Some start off with, what's his name? Robert Downey Jr. He was a drug addict when he was a teen. He was just, and when he started acting, he was a teenager when he started acting, and he was still going through rehab and stuff like that. It was different for the Four Seasons. They were Italian. They lived over in New Jersey. Anything was game. The mob, the freaking drug dealers and all that stuff. In their neighborhood, it was only three ways to get out. You get killed through the mob, go to the army, maybe you kill that way, or you get famous. The third one sounded really good to Frankie, Nikki, Bobby, and Tommy. Sorry, I forgot the douchebag's name. It's four of them, so there was just always a conflict between them. And Tommy, the quote-unquote lead of the band, he was the douchiest person you can come across. And that's saying a lot, considering he's from freaking New Jersey. There's a lot of douchebags over there. I'm probably just stereotyping. Anyways, but it's, well, the bass of the group, Nicky, he's basically the Ringo of the group. If you don't know who Ringo is, exactly my point.
He was the drummer for the Beatles that everybody forgot.
Yeah. It's probably an ego thing, or he's just trying to get the spotlight, but, like, no one remembers or even knew about Nicky, because he was the youngest. He was the first one to die out of all of them. He was not close to 70. And personally, he was my favorite. He's my favorite out of the four.
Who replaced him?
They were already broken up when he died. But everyone else is still alive, including Frankie Valli.
I thought he died.
No. Bob, Nicky was the only one that died. And the one thing I love most about, in the movie, the one thing I love most about was the scene where one of their mob boss friends, forgot his name, Willem Dafoe was not in that. Christopher Walken.
Oh, Christopher Walken.
Played by Christopher Walken. Tommy had built up a debt starting out the group. A $10 million debt. Oof. And you know how hard that was to get in the 50s? Especially with the mob? Ugh, nasty stuff. So, they were trying to sort that out, and Tommy, just being a douche, finally made Nicky snap. And he said he was just yelling at him. Like, he always had to deal with Tommy's stuff. Like, rooming with him. There were never any clean towels. Either used them a lot when he was showered, or just blowing his nose at him and throwing him in the corner of in the room. And he was never properly socialized because, you know, New Jersey. And he even caught him pissing in the sink just because it was closer. And he always just drank. When he got drunk, he was either the happy drunk or the pissed off depressed drunk. There was no in between. And he often, drunk or not, took out his frustrations on the group. And Tommy and Nicky were
Mike Murdock from Gorillaz.
And Tommy and Nicky, oh my god, Tommy and Nicky, they knew each other up until that point, 10 years. They lived with each other because Tommy can never get enough money to get his own place, so he just lived with Nicky. And he had to deal with his crap for 10 years. And he had to pretend it didn't bother him because he didn't want to let his friend just go out the street and rot.
Is there any other movies, you know, other than Jersey Boys or anything that involves Sylvester Stallone?
Let's get to him. Let's talk about a movie that involves George Clooney and John Goodman.
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The Odyssey.
Yeah, based off the book The Odyssey, and it's personally one of my favorite movie next to Jersey Boys.
You got a lot of favorite movies.
Yeah, almost all of my favorite movies that take place in the '50s.
Yeah, for some reason you love that era so much. For music wise only though.
Like, music and culture wise. I knew I. Like,
okay, if you were to live there now, it'd suck ass.
Yeah. Off topic here. The '50s, it was booming. Music, culture, food, but it was also had political problems and segregation, and women issues. But in all honesty, that's a little bit better than we had right now. I mean, yeah, there was all the segregation, racial violence, but there was hardly any murders. Like,
and you can't walk outside without getting accused of rape.
Yeah. And now, anything you do, say, or even if you glance at a freaking dog the wrong way, rapist. But in the 50s, like, to the beginning of the 50s, I say like mid-70s, rape was a really, really strong word. And if you joked about it and nothing was happening, you were a monster. And sure, there was a lot of violence about women not having a lot of rights and about them dang Negroes, but I'm allowed to say that because Negro is black in Spanish. Those Negroes, I don't want to say the other word. Those Negroes, I don't have a problem with them. In all honesty, it's just the other people, including whites, especially whites. Some white guys, not all, but they all thought the Negroes were inferior to them, making them pick their cotton. It wasn't strange for a rich white family to either have a black slave or a black butler/maid. And that was normal. And sure, they were treated badly.
Can we save this for our next episode? Like, you're getting like really off topic here. Let's go back to the Odyssey.
Yeah, let's go back to Old Brother Where Art Thou. Anyway, it's about these three boys. These three chained up fugitive boys.
Can you stop hitting the table?
Fuck you. Anyway, it's about these three boys. George Clooney. George Clooney's character, Everett. I forgot the other two actors' names. But the characters are Delmar O'Donnell and Pete. Yeah, just fucking Pete. Pete being the stupidest one of the group, but still the toughest. Everett being smartass. And Delmar is...
being oblivious.
He's
optimistic.
He's an optimist. He's just... every situation he just looks it through. He doesn't wish for the best. I mean, he's not the brightest,
but he ain't the dumbest.
I mean, he wasn't put away for murder.
What was he put away for?
Quote, end quote, attempted rape. Yeah, you.
Is it kind of like how it went down in Of Mice and Men?
Yeah. You know, remember when you said that Piggly Wiggly he knocked down over in Yazoo?
Yeah.
Yeah? That was, he was talking about an ugly woman. He was accused for attempting rape on her. Mm-hmm. I thought you said you were innocent of those charges. Well, I was lying. And the preacher said that he wasn't put away for any murders. He was just... it was hard to get jobs and money in that era. And he was put away for... he was put away for robbery, but he didn't have a gun. He goes up to the desk and goes, hey, I'm here for a withdrawal. I don't even know what they said. I'm pretty sure withdrawal wasn't even a word. They turn it around. sticks his arm through the little window thing, grabs money, walks out, and then he was caught.
I'm here for a withdrawal. Sure, what's your first name? Robin. Last name? The Bank. So your name is Robin the Bank? Put your fucking hands up, bitch.
Anyway. None of the men were put away for murder. But, Everett. Okay, spoiler alert. Everett told Pete and what's-his-face, Delmar, that there was treasure. That there was a treasure buried near his house from an armored car that he knocked down. But in actuality, he was just... he was giving them an excuse so he could help... So they could help him break out to stop his wife from getting married from another... to another man, because he was in jail. And for a lot of reasons, understandably, being taking place in the 50s and all, there was a lot of controversy with such film, as if with Grease, Breakfast Club, and Forrest Gump. For the time, it was considered racist. And it was. Making fun of, again, the black people. Even had a scene, like a 15-20 minute long scene about the KKK and the ceremonies. Honestly, it's the most interesting scene to me. I don't go up with a newspaper on my face and go kill all the blacks. No. It's the most interesting to me is because of how much they believe what they're doing is right. How much do they believe that white is superior? And they don't just kill the black people. They kill anyone who they think doesn't believe in the same thing that they do. You remember the scene, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
From Papists, from Jews, from all those smart-ass folks that come descended from monkeys. And they said that's not their culture and heritage. What they believe in is... I'm not really sure what they believe in, but... it's not ethical. And...
let's move on from now. Let's go on to anime. You know, I'm more of the bigger anime fan than.
All right, so you take it away.
Yeah, I'll take over for now. And, some anime that me and Maynard grew up were Dragon Ball, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, and Beyblade.
Oh man,
our dad had introduced us to. Dragon Ball when we were really young, because we found some of his old figures, his VHSs, and t-shirts that he had that were Dragon Ball, and I would always say, what's this, what's that, can we watch it? He says, yeah, sure, go ahead. And now I watch Dragon Ball fucking religiously. If you were to meet me and we talk about Dragon Ball, we'd be here for hours and hours, but we're not going to be here for hours and hours right now. And that's a lot of the main things me and my dad have in common is our love for Dragon Ball and our love for certain music. And it's always been great watching this stuff with him, and then it growing with me like it grew with him. We might not have more, but I grew up watching Dragon Ball Z Kai and GT, unfortunately.
And there's nothing wrong with GT.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And then I grew up watching Dragon Ball Super 2, and then there was plenty of movies.
You grew up watching Dragon Ball Super? That came out like last year.
Well, think about it. Dragon Ball was growing up with Dad, and... that Dragon Ball Super lasted a little bit over a year, so, and the Dragon Ball Super franchise is still going strong.
Is it?
Yeah. Hello, the new Broly movie is in the Dragon Ball Super era. Well, we might get to see been some speculation that we might see an Ultra Instinct Gogeta, but I doubt it.
I doubt it.
But anyway, and then moving on to that is Pokemon. That we, Saturday morning cartoons were always the best. It was Pokemon and Chowder and all that junk, and we just sit in front of the TVs for hours with a bowl of cereal. And then after that, we play video games for hours on end. It's amazing, man.
And only the best cereal in the world, Fruity Pebbles.
And Pops.
Not sponsored, but boom, I'm getting the boners thinking about it.
And, you know, I don't got a lot to say about Pokemon, but, you know, what everybody else says. It's probably one of the first few anime that everybody has seen. It's amazing. It's funny. It's stupid. It's comedic, and it's just everything. And it's always been amazing to me, and it still is. Me and Maynard have a Pokemon card collection that the cards are as old as me. They're 15 years old, and it's pretty cool just to have something that old, getting that old with me, and, you know, and then we'll pass it down to our baby brother, you know, so on and so on. And I've been trying to get, you know, my other baby brother to, you know, get into the stuff that I watch, you know. When Dragon Ball Super would come out with an episode every Saturday night, I'd sit Nestor with me and we'd watch it. Sure, it'd be sub, and I'd tell him what it says, and he says, yeah, that's pretty cool. We'd enjoy it. It was just nice little brother bonding time. And it was just, you know, beautiful, man. And then, back to get to the Saturday morning cartoons, there was on the CW channel, CW for Kids, that had Dragon Ball, that had Yu-Gi-Oh! And Beyblade. But then again, a little bit before I was born, Dragon Ball was also on Cartoon Network Saturday mornings too. But then it moved on to CW, and that's where it really changed to, like, Mr. Popo was blue, and then there was a lot of, you know, censorship, you know.
And they put him blue because Popo was a
black stereotype, and they didn't want that in their shit.
Yeah.
But
even though the Chinese didn't know it was black stereotype because they don't know what blacks are. And I'm saying that in a non-racist way.
But Yu-Gi-Oh! And Beyblade are probably the worst, funniest animes I've ever seen.
Beyblade, oh my
god. It's just ridiculous. The dubs are ridiculous. The censorships are ridiculous.
It's just so much overreacting. It's just these little circular spinny things. It's just, oh, 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 I crap my pants.
Yeah, and then again, I've been trying to get into trying to watch Sailor Moon. That my mom says that she watched that sometimes when she was little, and then I have a Sailor Mars figure myself in my collection of Pops, and, you know, it's just great to have something, you know, to hold on to, something that, you know, that lasts as long as you will. And, you know, now I'm trying to get into more bigger stuff as well, which is pretty great.
I'm ready to call him.
Ready to call him?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm Aaron. That's my little brother.
Maynard.
And we will see you next weekend.